BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, including Chris taking his new role as Radio 1's film critic very seriously. Will I lose the week on bangers? And Joe Wicks, the body coach, plays the best innuendo bingo in some time.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
It's going to be a good one today, I can just feel it. Joe Wicks, the body coach, is on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Now, I've only just introduced you to him, haven't I, Chris?
Yeah, I'm sort of getting up to speed with his videos and what he's all about.
Yeah. He does really nice food, actually.
Yeah.
Healthy food.
Some of the food looks quite nice, actually. I'll give him that. But some of the exercise looks really hard.
It is hard. So what do you want him to do?
Well, I think... Well, we can discuss this with him. I think he's got the food game sorted.
Right.
By his videos. Like, there's healthy burgers and stuff.
Yeah,
which still look all right.
It's nice.
But I think he needs to... If he can make the food nice, which is always a problem with these health things... He needs to make the exercise easier.
Yeah, that's the problem there, isn't it?
I'm all for a bit of exercise, but it's when they lure you in just saying, do you know what? All you need to do is like 5 sit-ups for the first 2 months, and then 3 months after that, you're doing all sorts. You can't move for doing burpees.
Yeah, you're doing
squats,
your star jumps.
It gets nuts, but you think you can start it all right because it's like you just need to run 10 metres a day for the first 3 months, and then it's 10 miles every 2 hours.
Well, listen, you can pass all this on to Joe, your words of wisdom, because, I mean, he's not doing very well.
Oh, my God, he's dominating this whole scene, isn't he?
Slightly, yes. Joe Wicks, the body coach. A lot of people really excited at Radio 1 for this today. At 1:45, you can listen to it on Radio 1. You can watch it on the Radio 1 website.
Scott, I've had a couple of tweets from people concerned at the state of your bridge at Fleet Services. You know the bridge that you've got under your name there, the Scott Mills Bridge.
Well, yeah, you opened it for me, yeah.
Yeah, connects both sides of the service station there on the M3. Apparently in the current climate, it's boiling and smells awful.
Yes, I've noticed that a lot of Twitter messages saying it does have a certain smell about it as soon as it gets above 22 degrees. So sorry about that.
You need to sort your bridge out, mate. It's a mess.
I do feel responsible.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Big day for Chris today, as well as playing Innuendo Bingo with the body coach at 1:45. It's your first film review on Radio 1 today.
Huge day for me here at Radio 1.
Massive. Are you all prepared for your first film review on Greg's show later?
I'm really excited. There's a few things I need to sort a bit last minute.
What do you mean?
That's not a problem. But I think I'm getting everything in order. I've got a new profile picture on Twitter.
Yeah. You've got a whole new persona.
I've got a whole new persona,
Christoph.
So that's good. I'm going to be Christoph, of course, to give myself a bit more class.
That picture is really arty and filmy, by the way.
Cheers, mate. Yeah, yeah. So that's the Twitter sort of side of things sorted.
Right.
Also, I've spent some time getting some like jingles and music ready for it.
Why?
So I managed to commission some stuff just because I do take the view, if you're going to do these things properly.
Ali Plum doesn't have jingles.
I do, though. Do you want to hear them? Or more to the point, Christoph does.
Right, don't talk in the third person, because that's really, really grinds my gears. Okay.
So Christoph got these,
I'll play
these
this.
Things commissioned.
The
here they are.
Biggest coverage of the big screen. Radio 1's Christoph.
Are you serious?
Isn't this awesome? And poor Ali's on holiday, but he doesn't know any of this is happening.
Another one here. Okay.
Christoph on film. Where it begins.
Seriously.
Yeah. You only get 2 weeks for these things, so you've got to...
I've been asking for new jingles for months.
I've got some music for the background of when I'm doing the review itself.
Film reviews with Radio 1's Christoph.
See? That kind of vibe. So I think we can all look forward to it. I think it's from about 5-ish on Greg's show tonight. I'm doing some reviews.
Right, what are you reviewing on Greg's show then?
So far, I've got one film.
One?
I'm going to be reviewing.
Why
one? New
one?
Film. And then we'll be reviewing a couple of old films because I only managed to get one this week.
Is this why you texted me yesterday going, have you seen the Sex and the City film?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah.
Why have you got one? You're supposed to review all the new films.
Well, there's a new film called The Boss, which I'm going to be reviewing. So that's very exciting, isn't
it? That's a big film. Who have you got interviews with?
This is the point. It's a work in progress. I've got till 5:15 today, haven't I?
Okay, so you don't have any interviews. You're just going to talk about a film that you've been to see. Ali Plum always gets great interviews.
He does, yeah.
Melissa McCarthy?
Listen, I'm not going to let anyone down. It's fine. 5:15 today, I believe, on Greg's show. I'll be doing the reviews. It will all be good.
But no interviews.
I've got the jingles sorted, though. So.
Christoph on film. Where it begins.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm Scott Mills, and we are joined by Joe Wicks, the actual body coach is here. Hi, Joe.
How you doing, mate? You good?
I'm really good. Nice to see you. You all right?
Yeah, it's lovely to finally meet you.
I know. It's been... We've been trying to meet for a long time, but here we are, and what a day to be alive. We're playing innuendo bingo.
Yeah, I'm well up. Do you know what? I've listened to it on the radio for ages, and I used to laugh a lot, right? And then I went on YouTube to see it visually, and it's just so funny. So I watched the Will Ferrell one.
Nice.
And
good.
Gerard Butler. I can't believe... I mean, you get drenched, right?
Yeah, of course, but that's
twice
part of the fun of it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, people think that that's a chore, but it's really not. It's just fun.
It's good seeing the little setup here. I thought it'd be an arena. Yeah, arena, but it's just pretty...
It's just a
budget,
small area.
Right?
It's fairly budget, Joe. Thanks for mentioning it. It's a bit like Dexter, back, like at the back, isn't it? It's like a crime scene. Chris, we're sat with the second most influential person in food.
Mm. That is quite huge, isn't it?
It's pretty big.
I don't know how that's happened because I'm not a chef and I'm not even like, I don't know, just literally from social media, right? So I was up on that list. Jamie Oliver, obviously my hero, was number one. And people like Mary Berry, Gordon Ramsay, people that are really amazing chefs.
Yeah.
And there's me, Instagram, and number two.
That's the dream.
Leave it out.
That's
it's great.
But that is the dream, isn't it? That's exactly what we all want to be doing.
What I like, though, we were just saying before, what I like is when you do your meals, it's not just like, here's a protein shake. It's actually really nice stuff.
Yeah, proper food. And, you know, you wouldn't necessarily associate with like lean, health, you know, food. But I'm saying, like, if you do make a burger, make it healthy. You can make curries and pancakes. And if you do it the right way, you can get lean, basically. Yeah, job done.
And you've got a new book.
Yeah, so that's my second book.
Yeah.
The first book, I mean, it's annoying, it's still number one. It's been number one for 20 weeks.
I'm waiting to knock yourself off.
I hope so, yeah. So that's the second book. It's out next week and it's like a brand new recipes. It's got new workouts and stuff. But I'm really proud of that one. The food photography in that is amazing. So yeah, you want to cook everything in that.
Joe, when you walk past people, do you look at them and go, oh, they're going to take 90 days, they'll take 30 days, they'll take 60 days? Does it work
take 90
like that?
Years.
Like,
no, I don't really judge people on how they look, but I just love what I do. Because with the social media, I reach so many people, you know, all over the world. So whereas I used to be a personal trainer in a park in Richmond, now I can do a live Facebook session and get 100,000 people watching it.
It's crazy.
Mad.
Oh, look at them beefy meatballs. Oh, no, yeah. Have I given away one of the recipes? That's fine.
I've got some funny names in there. Terry the Tuna. I've got smashed avocado and Kevin Bacon. My name's Sammy the Sea Bass.
To get me like really fit, I mean, as in properly, like really good looking.
Cook these foods.
Yeah, the foods thing I'm fine with.
Right.
But genuinely, exercise-wise, it's quite hard what you suggest, right? It's quite a lot.
It's intense.
Would it take a lot for me to...
It's intense, but it's 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's more about intensity. So I'm a big fan of HIIT cardio, right? High intensity interval training. So you're looking at like 20, 25 minute workouts, basically go in there, absolutely smash it, and you walk out of there feeling like a champ. So it's more about intensity over time, right? Because the short workouts that are intense, you burn a lot of calories afterwards, so you get lean quicker.
Yeah. I mean, they are hard, but like you say, it's 25 minutes of your day, so it's all good. Can we talk about Awkward Ted, please, on your Snapchat?
Right, so Awkward Ted is my mate Ted, right? And one day I put the camera in front of him and tried to get him on the Snapchat, a little cameo, right? Because I've got 100,000 viewers on there now. It's really growing, right? And he just went, oh, really awkward, right? And everyone goes, why is that guy so awkward?
He's hot but awkward.
Yeah, but now he's getting loads of people to follow him. We went to the Bruce Springsteen gig on Sunday and someone came up to him and says, oh my God, it's Awkward Ted, and wanted a photo with him, and he loves it.
Right. So,
so he's getting less awkward by the day.
Is he going to take the crown?
Yeah. He's basically like Carl Pilkin. He's like going to be like my little sidekick. And basically he pretends he don't like it, but I know secretly he's watched his Instagram shoot up every time I tag him on Instagram.
He loves it. And what's Ted's gimmick then? Because you're the body coach. What's him?
He's just awkwardness, isn't it? He's a professional awkward person, but he basically does. He's got three dance moves, right? And I recorded him in my flat, and he didn't know I was recording him, and he's got like three moves that he busts out wherever he goes. If he's going out to a bar or a club, you'll just always see him doing these standard moves.
Right.
So that's probably his main trick.
Watch your back. The awkward coach is coming soon.
You're mad successful, right? So do you think if you carry on sort of riding this wave, you're going to end up with a movie about your life?
Yes.
Who knows? I mean, for me, it's like, I don't see myself as a celeb. When I saw the people doing innuendo bingo, I thought like Daniel Radcliffe, Will Ferrell, people like, for me, it's like I'm in a little bubble, an Instagram social media bubble. Even though that I've sold almost 800,000 books, for me, it doesn't feel like,
But you keep dropping these mad stats. It's like if you were an X Factor act, your bit before it in the montage would be awesome.
Mad
800,000 books.
It's been a crazy couple of years, but I don't know. I don't know about a movie, but I'd love to. Well, I'm going to have my own TV show, right? I've got a TV show coming in
that's
the summer.
In July.
Yeah, so 1 hour pilot, like a pilot TV show on Channel 4, and then we'll see how it goes. Hopefully, it'll become a series.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
In the movie,
right?
Can there be a bit, when there is a movie, of you single-handedly being responsible for more sales of broccoli?
Yeah, that's a funny stat. Yeah, so The Grocer, which is like the trade magazine for the industry, the grocery industry in the UK, said that sales of tender stem broccoli, which is I call midget trees, right, because they look like little trees, don't they?
Yeah.
Has gone up 25% since my book published.
No. Wow.
Thanks, Joe. Broccoli loves you.
It's mad, isn't it?
Right, listen, we're going to get in position now for Innuendo Bingo with the body coach, Joe Wicks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Very excited to say that Joe Wicks, the body coach, is playing Innuendo Bingo today. Ready to get wet, Joe?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
And remember, there's no calories in water.
Exactly.
I don't know why I said that.
Zero calorie. Right, so.
Okay, so. What you do is you put as much water in your mouth as is physically possible. And then face-to-face, battle it out.
I guess that's the... I mean, it's not advisable, right? But if you're trying to be really healthy and you're laying off the beer, maybe this is what you do. You just have it in your mouth.
And just hold the water all day.
You just hold the beer in your mouth and then...
Potentially, right. So, as much as you can, right?
I've not seen Joe's video on that as yet, Chris. Okay, right. So, water in your mouth, please. As much as you can hold. Before we start, Joe, I've got a quick question for you.
Have you ever wondered what the top of a hooker's head looks like?
Bit of commentary there from the rugby, England versus Australia, I believe. I've never wondered that.
Have you ever wondered what the top of a hooker's head looks like?
And now we're going over to Springwatch Unsprung on BBC Two. And here's bird fan George talking to Chris Packham about the very special relationship she has with birds of prey.
I love peregrine falcons, one of my favourite birds, absolutely amazing, and occasionally get them coming over my patch.
Which is nice.
Let's dumb me that one. Oh my God.
And we're off.
And occasionally get them coming over my patch.
Okay. Water, please. So many people are watching this today. Get it on your phone or computer or tablet. Jason's on. And Sharon's watching. And also TMX on Twitter. Dreamy Joe on Innuendo Bingo. That's what she says.
Yeah, you're a good looking lad, aren't you, actually?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Got to be honest. Water, please. And it's Jeremy Vine now on BBC Radio 2. A warning, lads, you might need to reload this one. So plenty of water. If you spit it out, let's just have some more. Here is writer and poetry performer Gary Dexter.
The Owl and the Pussycat by Edward Lear. The Owl and the Pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. They took some honey and plenty of money...
Reload.
Sorry.
Reload.
...wrapped up in a £5 note. The Owl looked up to the stars above and sang to a small guitar. Oh, beautiful pussy. Oh, pussy, my love. What a beautiful pussy you are.
This actually on TV?
Mate, I'm radio. Reload, it's not finished.
What do you mean? I'm drenched.
Reload.
What was this on?
It's on Radio 2. It's The Owl and the Pussy Guy. Everyone knows it.
Why is it on?
I don't know. It's reading poetry, isn't it? Water, please. Come on, Chris.
You are. What a beautiful pussy you are.
Right on the schnozzer. Oh, I am drenched.
The classic poem there, The Owl and the Pussycat. Thank you to Dee and Paul for sending us that amazing clip.
Thanks, Dee.
If you spot a good clip, you can email them to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Why is it on?
I don't know. Just don't question it.
Right,
water, please. We go again. Over to Gogglebox on Channel 4, our favourite clip from Tuesday. Listen to what Dave gets up to behind his wife's back.
If there's a bar of chocolate, I got to eat it.
Yeah.
Chris had 4 faggots the other night.
4 faggots?
In one night.
Did he? What, with peas and that?
No.
Traditional Welsh dish, faggots there. Most commonly made from pork, of course. Water, please.
Oh, my God, right.
Pretty wet now, isn't it?
Do you do them on one of your Instagram videos?
What? Mm.
The
what?
The meal.
Okay, water, please. Okay, water. Chris. Oh, dear. Now, Joe, you mostly exercise at home, do you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried you might be missing out. Chris, what is up with you? Oh, I'm sorry, Joe, this happens sometimes. I'm worried you might be missing out by not going to the gym.
You know, for an example, I went into a very famous gym a few years ago and I was researching this. And I went upstairs to the women's only gym and there are about 40 women pounding away on their own.
Imagine that. That doesn't happen in your house.
And there are about 40 women pounding away on their own.
Well, we don't see it on Instagram anyway. Water, please. You okay, Chris?
A wet T-shirt cup, but...
It is, yeah, it's quite wet now. Don't worry, people are loving it, all the views. Now over to Jekyll and Hyde on ITV. I don't know about you, but with cliffhangers like this, I will definitely be watching the next episode.
It's the policeman. He's been sucked dry.
It's a really good one today. I think you'll agree. I wonder what happens next week.
He's been sucked dry.
Water, please. Back to Chris Packham. Now, when Chris Packham tells you to do something on live TV, it's really hard to say no.
Oh, how lovely. Me next.
I don't think so. I don't think
no, young,
it's all.
It smells
no
sweet and delicious.
That would be
how disappointing.
Stinky. Have a sniff down the bottom hole, mate.
Where did you get these from?
Just TV.
Oh, this is so good.
It's a good one today.
You would never laugh that much if you watched it on TV, would
no.
you?
No.
Because it's so on good. Its own, like, in its own
so
little
good.
Thing.
Yeah.
Well done, everyone, today.
It's really good today.
Have we got more?
Yeah, just right. A couple more.
Oh, I'm so wet.
Water, please.
The Owl and the Pussycat by Edward Lear. The Owl and the Pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat.
Come on, try and get through it. Come on.
They took some honey and plenty of money wrapped up in a £5 note. The owl looked up to the stars above and sang to a small guitar. Oh, beautiful pussy. Oh, pussy, my love. What a beautiful pussy you are. You are. What a beautiful pussy you are.
Nonsense.
Don't say it like that.
One more.
Okay, last one. Is this
last
one?
Last one, yeah.
I'm sorry, Joe. I've been a bit of a mess today.
Joe, you are so famous on Instagram, but maybe if you took some tips from Chef Nigel Slater, you'd get even more followers.
Let your kale darken and soften a bit before throwing in your sausage and nuts.
Oh, wow. That was a good innuendo bingo. Thank you very much, Joe.
Well, Joe.
Am I the wettest anyone's ever been on the show?
Yeah, pretty much. You're very wet. Yeah, thank you very much. The Body Coach on Innuendo Bingo. What an excellent game today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Peter in Grimsby, who says, that is the best bingo ever. I love it. I can't wait to get home and watch it later. It'll be on Radio 1's YouTube channel. Chloe in Chester, that's the best innuendo bingo I've ever heard. Crying at work. You get the video later because it was so good to watch.
Occasionally on this game, I lose it. I can never really understand why.
Yeah.
And that was one of those games. That was one of my favourites we've done.
Yeah, the clips were great today. Best one for ages, I think. Nikki says, I'm snorting at my desk in a silent office. Katie says, the best innuendo bingo today with the Body Coach. So much good reaction to it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Alice is in Prestatyn with her mate Rachel, listening to us for 3 days straight now, enjoying the sunshine, camping in Anglesey. Now, we were saying earlier, weren't we, on text, you and me, that we're going to try and go for a long weekend at some point.
Yeah,
we don't know where to go.
It's a lovely idea. Also, that makes it sound, like, when you say like we're going to go on a long weekend together, that makes it sound like we're up to something.
Well,
we're
not.
Which I can assure you isn't the case.
No, believe me, I can assure you is not the case.
But we were thinking of destinations, weren't we?
Yeah. Do you fancy... I've just
had
an image in my mind
of
camping with you. Hilarious.
Do you know what? It's different because I was saying, look, why don't we go on a weekend to Prague or something like that? Like, you know what I mean? Why don't we go for it?
Mm.
But I actually really like the idea, I think, of
us
camping together.
Absolutely useless at it. You and me.
But we'd come back new men.
Probably, yes. But imagine us trying to put a tent up. Think about that.
It's a great thought. I mean, do you know what? We really should think about that, Scott.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I'm not putting up a tent, that's for starters.
Well, no, we'd both put up the tent together.
No.
That's the joy of camping.
I don't even have a tent. I don't even understand where this started. We just started talking
you
about a long weekend.
You suggested it.
I'm not sure I want to go camping.
Well, I'm dead set on the idea now.
What's the difference between... I always hear people talk about glamping. What's the difference between that and camping? Like glamorous camping,
it's,
right?
It's called glamorous camping, but I don't really see what the difference is. Bigger tent?
Yeah, what is the difference, if anyone knows?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Thing is really getting out of hand now.
No, it's really going to happen.
Forget it ever happened. Forget I ever said about it. I've got a tent you can have. Text me your postcode and I'll drop it off to you. I'm all right, thanks. Well, texting you on my postcode, that's weird.
So many kind people saying...
Oh, it's very kind of you, but weird.
I'll come camping with you, you can share our tent, which actually we may take you up on
it's
because...
It's out of hand.
Well, because neither of us own a tent, and it is quite expensive, isn't it, just to get a tent for one night.
What, so you want to take a tent off a Radio 1 listener?
No, I'm saying they could come with us,
okay.
Potentially, and we all spend the night together.
With a stranger.
But no, listen, the problem with camping for you... is
lack of hairdryer.
Your lack of control in the situation.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
What
I
you've
like
got to
it.
Do is just give way to nature. We could live off the land.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I've got the fear.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio
1.
So I pick a song, Chris picks a song, and both of us believe that they are the right bangers for this time of day.
But do you know what? This time last week, I was losing badly, and I was nearly five-balled last week, but I managed to get it back right at the last minute. The tricky thing about this is you're 3-0 down, right? But
and I'm off tomorrow.
You're off tomorrow, so it all comes down to this. If you get four-balled, really, I mean, that's a whitewash, isn't it? There needs to be some kind of forfeit or something like that. There's definitely will be a lack of pride from you.
Very smug there.
I'm well smug, because do you remember how smug you were last week?
Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Scott.
Sorry, we're just bickering here like an old married couple.
Yeah, you are.
What's happening, Zoe?
I've had exams for like the last few weeks.
Ugh.
What exams?
Loads of them, sciences, maths, English, you name it, I've probably had it.
Is this GCSEs?
Yeah, they are.
Rubbish.
Who GCSEs?
But you're right, GCSEs are proper rubbish at times because you've got to do like a little bit of everything, haven't you? So when you revise, it's all the revision cards, all in different colours, all in different subjects.
I think I'm more of a revision book person, to be honest.
I am.
Yeah. I love that you just hooed exams, that's brilliant.
How do you get on with bangers normally then?
I mean, I find that sometimes it's Scott, sometimes it's Chris.
Okay.
I mean, it all depends on the song, really.
Okay. Have you been outraged at any point by any of the decisions?
yeah, there was one moment where I felt, oh, Chris should have won that.
What was that?
It was with example Kickstart.
Yeah, I agree. That was scandalous.
I lost
getting example Kickstarts played on Radio 1 because of one of Scott's weird tunes.
It was very weird from Scott, I'll admit.
Okay. Thanks very much. Here's what I've got for you today. Yes!
Yes
to JoJo! What a good pop song. Who? Why?
All right, so you get the idea with that one. Or you can go for a totally different vibe with this. It's Chasing Status, High Pissed Hype.
Okay.
Now, I'll tell you, this was massive at Radio 1's big weekend. I was in the crowd, and this was the point where just everyone started jumping. What a different choice to make today.
Really different.
This one's going to be quite hard. I mean, JoJo was like childhood banger for me.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, Chasing Status, they're always producing hits, so this is going to be so hard. Yeah. I mean, but at the same time, wouldn't it be funny to see Scott getting four balls?
All right.
that's what I'm saying. Like, right, well, it would be funny.
You're not playing the game correctly, Zoe.
No, but I love your thinking, Zoe. That's the power you have. It's more than a decision today about songs.
Think about JoJo, though. She sat at home.
But imagine,
like, we play it and $2.99 goes into her bank account.
But imagine how grumpy he will get.
Think about
JoJo. I think I've made my mind up.
Okay. Go on.
Scott, you've got an amazing tune, but I think I'd like to hear Chasing Status today.
You're my favourite, Zoe.
Oh,
Scott,
thanks, Chris.
Play the tune.
You're doing this on purpose.
4-0!
Chosen for entirely the wrong reason. Chasing Status there on Radio 1. Fuming.
You're fuming, yeah.
Fuming.
Few people wanted to hear JoJo, but you know what? That was such a tune. No, not allowed.
No, you can't stop me. I can press play.
You're just, do you know what?
Song.
You're annoying people by doing this because you're only going to play the tip.
Yeah. What if you play the whole thing, though?
But you won't play the whole thing, though. Because I know you too well. But here's the thing. What a massive result for me. 4-0 up. Job done here. Now, Scott, I've got to ask you something. Can I pop out for a little bit? I've just got some work to do. Mills?
What?
Can I leave? Why are you concentrating?
Sorry.
Do you mind if I pop out?
Why do you need to pop out?
Because I've got something I need to do for the film reviews thing.
Oh, here we go.
No, and I'm just thinking that has to take priority today. I've got to be on Greg's at about 5-ish.
Like we're on every day. Earlier. We're on every day till 4. Can you
I
not
know.
Do this after the show, maybe?
No, I'm going to go do it now.
What
so
is
I'm,
it?
I'm going to duck out for a little bit. Just something I need to do.
Seriously?
Important
go
film
on,
business,
then.
Mate. It's
all
my
right.
role.
Fine,
all right,
I'll just carry on. I can do it on my own, you know. The Scott Mills Daily. So I've been beaten 4-0 by Chris on Bangers today. He's also asked to leave the studio to do something important to do with films. Chris, where are you?
I'm outside the offices of the film company involved with The Boss, which is the film I'm reviewing this week.
Okay, so in your role as Radio 1's film expert, temporary, while Ali Plum is away, you've got to review The Boss on Greg James's show later.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I thought the idea was I need to review a few films that are out. But unfortunately, because of time constraints and because I didn't really understand how the job works, I've only got one new film
right.
to review this week. And the rest I'm going to fill with like old films and some that some of Greg's listeners has chosen for me to review.
Old films?
I think I'm doing Babe, Pig in the City 2.
Oh, my word. Ali will hate this. You're supposed to see all the new films and that's what your job is.
Yeah, so I've got one.
Why is it one?
Well, because it's one. Sometimes that's what happens. It's one film. I've got one film. It's better than nothing, isn't it? I've got one film to review. One new film, anyway.
So one of the biggest film companies in the world, you are outside their building right now. They make huge movies that make millions and millions. And they're the company behind this film, The Boss, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you outside, though?
Well, it's quite a swish building, and I'm outside. I can't get in because I haven't got the right security clearances. I've tried because they've got a kind of reception area, but to get further than that, you need to go past security, and that just doesn't look...
Okay, well, what are you after from them?
Okay, so what I thought I would do whilst Ali Plum's away, obviously, he awards plums, which is his rating system on things.
Like, instead of stars, he'll give them plums because his name is Ali Plum.
Exactly.
So if it's a good film, it'll be 5 plums.
Yeah, and if it's rubbish, it'll be 1 plum. And he's the expert with this. He hands out the plums according to how good the film is. Well, here's the thing, right, Scott? He doesn't actually hand out the plums.
No, he just says it. It's saying 5 stars.
Yeah. So what I thought, now I've taken on this role, I thought, well, I can make a few changes about this. And what I thought would be nice is when we review a film... is actually award the plums to the main actor, the main actress, or the film company behind the film.
What, so you want to give them a bag of fruit?
I just think that we should give the plums directly to them. Because, you know what, so many people do reviews, but it's quite a cowardly role. Because what reviewers do is they review things, but never have to face the people involved.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So it's too easy for someone to say, oh, I think it's rubbish, I'm going to give them 2 stars or 2 plums, but never actually see the people. I think it's quite cowardly.
Right.
I do think Ali's guilty of that sometimes.
You've been doing this literally a couple of days.
Yeah. So what I thought I could do is try and get hold of one of the actors in the film, because Ali normally can get hold of one of the main actors or actresses for an interview.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, with this film, they've not... given me access to anyone.
Right, so you're just reviewing one film and you don't have any interviews of anyone from the film?
No.
Why?
I don't know. So what I thought I would do is I would go to their offices with the plums, try and get hold of someone connected to the film. So someone can take responsibility for the review that I'm going to give it.
Have you got a bag of fruit with you now?
So I've got some plums in my hand right now, and I'm outside the Universal building, and I'm hoping to find someone connected with the film who can come and claim these plums.
Is this Melissa McCarthy film?
Yeah.
Right, so you should be interviewing her, but instead you're stood outside a swish building in central London with a bag of fruit.
I think if I'm going to review these films, it's right that they hear face-to-face what the review is and how I'm rating it. I guess the only problem we've got here is the review is for Greg's show, so do you want me to give you a spoiler and tell you how many plums I'm going to give the film?
It sounds like that's the only thing that you've got, so maybe leave that for Greg's show, because otherwise there's no point in it even being on there.
Fine. Okay, well, I won't say how many plums I'm awarding it.
Right. Keep listening.
I will hand over the plums to someone connected to this movie.
Okay.
That's the aim.
Well, this could go terribly, but okay, I'm going to play a track and I'll come back to you in a minute, all right?
All right then, mate.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You might be the first film reviewer ever to actually, you know, be able to give the director or the actors, like, actually something to take away from a review, you know?
That's what I mean. You know, no one ever reviews the film honestly and properly to someone involved in the film. Yeah. It's such a cowardly business.
So you're like, okay, here's some fruit. And the amount of fruit you get depends on how good your film was.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, what happens from here? Because I'm... probably going to have to put my hand over my ears.
Well, no, all it is I'm stood outside the building for the film company. Someone has said we're not allowed inside already.
So you're not allowed in the building, no?
No, I'm not allowed in the building. So what I'm doing is I'm just waiting outside and waiting for people to leave the building.
So you can present the plums?
Yes, and I will present the plums to someone.
Yeah, but they've probably got nothing to do with that film.
It's a bit like how a bailiff works, Scott. I just need someone to take these plums. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's sort of an official kind of act.
The chances of the person coming out having anything to do with this film, The Boss, I reckon are quite slim.
You say that, right? But the other way to look at it is there are far more chances of me, say, bumping into Melissa McCarthy stood here outside this building than anywhere else in town.
True.
Because this is kind of like her workplace, I assume.
It's really not. But yeah, it's just the film company. But I understand what you mean. It's marginally more likely, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's just wait then, shall we?
Yeah, okay. So just bear with me. I guess what we do here is we just kind of wait for someone to leave and just go for them.
Someone come out?
Yeah, someone's just walking out.
Okay, cool, cool.
Are you in the boss? Are you in the boss? No. No. Because you don't know if any of them are just extras in the film, do you?
You just asked the first person that came out if they're in the film.
Statistically, one of these people will be connected to the movie.
They won't.
Oh, there's another one coming out. He's holding an apple. I'm trying to guess his role. He looks a bit directory. Did you direct the boss?
Oh.
Did you direct the boss? No. Sorry. No, he didn't direct the boss.
We're going to be here for the whole show.
Are you in the boss? No. No. Fine. No.
No?
Scott, I'm going to broaden it out. Rather than guessing people's roles in the film, I'm just going to find someone connected to the film.
I think that's probably best. We could be here a long time otherwise.
Are you anything to do with the boss? That just ignored me.
Mm.
I worry this is a flawed plan.
Yeah, it's a slightly specific question.
Security are coming out, yeah.
Oh, no.
Hello, mate, you all right? Are you connected to the boss?
No, can I ask what you're doing?
Oh, yeah, we're just... So, we're basically trying to find someone connected to the boss to award...
Who's the boss?
It's a film, The Boss.
Yeah. Made by Universal.
It's made by Universal.
Yeah.
So what we were doing was hoping to come down here, find someone connected to the film, and award them some plums, which is like our rating for the film.
Yeah, the only problem is this is private property.
Ah, so yeah.
If you need to do it, you need to go
out there.
See,
okay.
See behind that pillar.
Okay.
Over there, there's a little stud. Go outside there.
Fine. So not out here.
Not out here.
Fine.
Chris, move on. Move on.
Okay. Right. We. Scott, I don't know if you heard that. We've encountered a problem here.
Yes, I know.
Do you want to play a song? And
okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris?
Hello, Scott.
That security guard wasn't really keen on you hanging around outside the film company waiting for people, was he?
We encountered a small problem. Yeah, basically we've been moved on. We've not just been moved on. In fact, we've been moved well away from the actual building itself.
Right. Do you actually blame him, though? Because you're a random man stood outside a film company with a bag of fruit. He'd never seen you before in his life.
Yeah, but I did try and understand it was a positive thing that I was doing. You know, I was there to review. Some people just don't like honesty, do they?
Right, okay, so where are you now again?
To be honest with you, Scott, I'm now so far away from the building that I was aiming to get into that I can't even see it. So I'm not really sure what to do with these plums.
Right, so you're not going to be able to meet anyone to do with the film there, are you?
I mean, the aim was to give it to someone connected to the film. I now don't even think I can give it to someone connected to the building.
No.
That's how far I've been moved away.
Why don't you take them home to have later on for tea or whatever?
I don't really like plums.
Right. I would offload them to a random.
Okay.
Find someone in the street. This has not worked.
Why am I giving them plums exactly?
Well, because you want to get rid of them before the journey home.
Okay. Would anyone like a plum? It's a random one. Does anyone want a plum? No. The problem is I'm now just a weirdo handing out plums.
Not that you were before.
No one's gonna want a plum.
Just give them a bag of fruit. Say, bag of fruit for free. Here.
Would you like these plums? I've got no use for them. You honestly can have the whole thing. I honestly got no use for them. It's all fine. There you go. Enjoy.
Yes. Enjoy.
Yeah, she's taking the plums.
Got rid of them.
Yeah, she took them all, taking the plums.
That was the most terrible thing we've ever done. Like, our ideas often crash and burn, but that was the most crushy and burniest.
I think if we do this for another week with the film thing, there needs to be a kind of upping of the game. It needs to get better.
Do you think?
Also, do you know what? I need more cooperation from the film world. They're not embracing me.
Right.
They're not.
Okay. We need you back for Real or No Real, and also you're supposed to be reviewing this film, The Boss, on Greg's show in a bit.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll come back.
You got rid of the fruit now, so come back.
Yeah, obviously. I'm not. Well, where do you think I'm going to go? I'll be back soon.
No need to be moody just because it didn't work.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Many texts and tweets coming in now. Another unbelievable outside broadcast there from Stark. Just wow. Also, many thoughts from you lot about who the security man actually was. A lot of people are saying, was it Michael Caine, the man that moved him on? The thing is, Chris knows so little about films, he probably wouldn't even recognise that it was Michael Caine. Someone says, I can't believe Rio Ferdinand is now security at Universal. Surely his credentials should see him in France this summer. Paulie says, never mind the boss, you may have just spoken to Daddy Pig off of Peppa Pig there.
Can I ask what you're doing?
Oh, yeah, oh, no. We're just... So, we're basically trying to find someone connected to the boss to award...
Who's the boss?
It's a film, The Boss.
Yeah. Made by Universal.
It's made by Universal.
Yeah.
So what we were doing was hoping to come down here, find someone connected to the film, and award them some plums, which is like our rating for the film.
Yeah, the only problem is this is private property.
Ah, so yeah.
If you need to do it, you need to go
out there.
See,
okay.
See behind that pillar.
Okay.
Over there, there's a little stud. Go outside there.
Fine, so not out here.
Not out here.
Fine.
Chris, move on. I'm hoping to find someone connected with the film so I can award them some plums. Also, someone says that maybe if he was dressed in like his beret and his like roll neck off of being arty and film looking, then maybe he would have got a little bit further than the pillar across the other side of the road. Need to kind of look the part.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, welcome back, Chris.
Hey, Scott.
The biggest coverage of the big screen. Radio 1's Christoph.
Yeah.
That went well, didn't it, with the film company there?
You don't seem keen on all the effort I'm putting into this film role.
I love that you actually gave that lady some fruit. She's like, thanks very much.
I was just a weirdo handing out plums on the street.
Yeah. They've definitely got you on some kind of face list now at that film company, I would say.
It was a really tricky
not handy
thing.
If you're a film critic.
Really tricky thing to explain to the security guard what we were trying to do, because what we were trying to do wasn't that bad, really.
No, you just want to get some plums out.
Yeah. I understand it's private property and all that.
You looking forward to your first review at 5:15?
Really excited, yeah. It's a shame there's not more to review, but I've got one film.
Excellent.
I think for next week, I think some kind of memo needs to go around the film world for them to respect me slightly more.
Right. Well, yeah, it's really going well so far.
A bit more access.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Greg.
Great work with the plums, Chris.
Yeah, mate, I know it's your name above the doors in this film thing.
not really, it's Plum's name above the door. Ali Plum.
That's true, but it's on your show, isn't it?
Yeah, so but I'm excited for today.
I want to put a bit of effort in, and I've actually sort of thought up a review of the film itself.
Can we trace whose idea this was? Does anyone actually know?
No one enjoying it?
I'm really enjoying it. I'm well up for it. As soon as someone floated the idea past me, I thought, yes, please.
Can I get this right? It's your show tonight, right?
Yeah.
Five-ish.
5:10. Be there for 5.
And then Grimmy tomorrow morning as well. I go do some reviews on there.
He doesn't
know
it's not his show, is it?
Yeah, I think that's what happens.
Neither of you know. Yeah, I think it's Grimmy tomorrow morning as well.
Yeah, they do.
Have you heard the music?
All I've heard is the beefy voiceover.
Film reviews with Radio 1's Christoph.
The thing is, it sounds weird now, but obviously when we come to the film time during your show, this will all sound like, if you're listening to the radio, it'll just be, the film reviews on Radio 1.
Now, you're wearing a T-shirt now. You did promise me you'd wear a turtleneck.
Yeah, I'll put the turtleneck on for you later.
Great.
I'm trying to get some films with this music in.
I feel like you should wear a...
I can't say...
Where did you find this music from?
But it is good, isn't it?
Is it one of your alternative films?
It's no, I've been told I'm not allowed to do them.
No, I know, it's annoying.
Because I thought we could...
Hi, can I borrow some sugar?
I thought we could review some alternative films as a point of difference between me and Plum.
Did someone order an electrician? No, I didn't actually.
I've been strictly told off for even suggesting
it. I think you need to check your plugs.
Anyway.
Let me have a look at your fuse box.
Here's today's Real or No Real with Greg James. Let's go.
A statue of Ed Sheeran as a pig has been unveiled in Ipswich in his honour.
Pig Sheeran.
Is it not just... so a statue of Ed Sheeran as a pig, is it...
It's not a million miles away from the actual Real No Real music, though, is it?
Is it Ed Sheeran with the face of a pig or a pig with the face of Ed Sheeran? Or is it just a ginger pig and everyone thinks it's Ed Sheeran? Like,
The ginger pig...
a statue of Ed Sheeran
as a pig.
If he was a pig.
Yes, yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Is it body of pig, face of Sheeran?
Probably. Now, it said in his honour. I would not be honoured by this.
Does he not have to approve that kind of thing? You can't just do a statue of someone and like, without asking them, surely.
I know, I mean, he's kind of, isn't he currently being sued? He's kind of busy, right? So I think, you know, I think that someone's just done this and they're trying to get away with it. Now's a good time. Right, release the pig now. He's busy. Do it.
Has Ipswich run out of money? So what they wanted to do was honour Ed Sheeran, but they've only got a statue of a pig. So what they've done is they've loosely connected the two. It's like, we really want to put a statue of Ed Sheeran, you know, because he's wicked. We've only got a statue of a pig. We can't afford anything else. So we'll put the statue of the pig up and just put a plaque saying Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. I mean, and this can't be real, right?
I don't know. It feels like it could be.
What are you saying?
I think this is probably real.
What are you imagining in your head right now?
I'm imagining the body of a pig.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
With the face of Ed Sheeran, but with the nose of a pig.
With the nose.
With the snout.
Okay.
Yeah. So a bit like the pig emoji, you know, the pig filter on Snapchat.
Yeah.
That they used to have.
Okay. So if Ed Sheeran did the pig filter,
yeah,
that's what you're imagining.
I'm imagining a pig using Snapchat, but using an Ed Sheeran filter.
Do you think it's a pig as well, and say not a boar, like the massive horns?
Real or no real?
A wild boar.
Real or no real, please.
Real, please.
Please be real. I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yes, you really need to see it. It's incredible.
What on earth?
My God.
I mean, it looks just like him.
It's not what I imagined at all. So it's the body of a pig. In fact, it is a pig, except what they've done is they've put a checkered shirt on the pig.
Yeah. Right.
And it's got wisps of ginger hair.
Okay, this is exactly what it is. Imagine a pig goes to a fancy dress party
as
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. So it's a pig. It's a pig in a wig.
That's not the face of Ed Sheeran either. That is a statue of a pig that they've dressed up as Ed Sheeran.
In a wig.
Pig in a wig.
They've put tattoo sleeves on it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like the check shirt. So it's been unveiled along the Ipswich waterfront as part of the Pigs Gone Wild art exhibition, which features more than 40 pig sculptures dotted around Ipswich and beyond. If you're there now, you can probably see loads of them.
Are we saying Ed Sheeran?
Yeah,
yes.
That'll be it.
Sure.
Classic.
And next.
Liam Payne is so famous that his local supermarket turned off the unexpected item in the bagging area function, especially for him.
The power of that person. We need that person. Harness that person's power. Find out what the secret is, and everyone should get a key.
I reckon, yeah, it's just a key that switches her off.
Or is it the little magic sort of little frayed bit of barcode that they flash in front of it when they're trying to ID? what
is
that frayed
what
bit
is
of,
your frayed wand about?
What is that
little bit of barcode has been handed around so much, isn't it? It's barely a thing. Oh. It's just like one line of print.
Also, it's
has anyone got the frayed bit of barcode? This person's over 25, I'm sure of it.
But they never have to place it there, do they? They just whip it along the front like that. They're so good at it.
Always frayed.
Oh, it's never an unexpected item, is it?
No.
I always expect it to be there because I put it there.
Yeah.
I don't understand this feature on the self-service machine because if you were going to put an item... No, obviously you wouldn't do this. If you were going to take an item, though, you wouldn't put it on the actual scales bit, would
you? How unexpected can it be in a supermarket?
It's because I've put it there.
I'm not putting a pig in a wig on it, am I? That's unexpected.
I'd love that.
Yeah, that's the other thing. How unexpected is a bag of oranges or something?
I'd get the pig in a wig, and then I'd put it on the thing, and then go, let's see if your barcode can sort this out. Because I bet it can't, mate. Let's see if we can get out of it with your barcode.
But does Liam Payne have the power to go into the supermarket and say, I'm sick of this unexpected item announcement. It's drawing attention to me. I'm famous enough as it is. Will you turn it off?
Yeah. I'm saying, I'm not playing, but I'm saying yes.
I think this is no real because it's drawing more attention to the fact that you're creating a fuss before the fuss. It's a bit like, someone did that recently. Bieber did that, didn't he? I know Zayn Malik was in a restaurant and he would go up to them and say to the staff, don't tell anyone what I've eaten.
Yeah, they had to sign something.
Yeah, but it makes you want to tell everyone what he's eaten.
Yeah.
So if he's creating a fuss before the fuss has happened.
Real or no real?
No real.
No real.
That one is no real.
But he was spotted using the self-service checkout with Cheryl at his local supermarket. And from the fans' sneaky Snapchat, we can tell that he did pay by card, contactless.
Oh, wow.
And used one 5p bag.
Someone is doing very well. Imagine those two at a self-service checkout.
Brilliant, isn't it?
You wouldn't totally know what's going on.
It's tough, isn't it?
Also, maybe one time I forgot to put 5p bag and took it. That's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Because it asks you how many bags, and you're like, oh, and I forgot.
That's theft.
That's theft.
That's,
and I do apologise to that shop.
I just, yeah, unexpected item in the baggage area with Liam Payne there. Like, it's, yeah.
And next.
In the Russian version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, they had to remove the Ask the Audience lifeline, as the audience would intentionally give the wrong answer.
Great.
That's brilliant.
I'm surprised. It's actually quite a British thing to do. I'm surprised that that hasn't happened more often. In the, like, the audience are obviously all together before the show in sort of the holding area or something. Someone should just stand up and go, guys, we've got an opportunity tonight to really mess with the person who gets up there. When they do ask the audience, just whatever, just all go for D. All go for D.
Always, yeah. D. Yeah.
Always D.
Love D.
So,
ask.
It's
so,
my favourite option.
Ask the audience. Is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire still on?
No.
I thought that was a her.
It's not on.
No, but it's on in other countries. In fact, you always see it, don't you?
Yeah.
If you go to anywhere else.
And there are 7 million episodes of it that were made in the UK, and they're always on somewhere.
Mm.
I think this is a great idea.
Who was the person who coughed? Who?
Oh, that was such
Lord,
a who.
What was he called?
No, let's be careful with names here. Don't accuse someone of coughing when they...
No, aren't they on TV
done?
Now? On Eggheads?
No,
was
she Judith. She
Judith,
won.
Judith Keppel.
Oh, she won. I apologise.
She did not cheat her way to the top.
I'm very, very sorry. I apologise to Keppel. I thought you were the one that coughed. You actually just won all the money.
I happened to catch the Eggheads a couple of days ago, right? I haven't seen it for a while. This one lady was left in the end with the quiz team, smashed all the Eggheads together. It was honestly, it was nuts. The celebration afterwards was huge.
Charles Ingram.
Yes, Charles.
Charles Ingram.
That was the old coffer in the audience, wasn't it?
It was the man dubbed the coughing major. He was a major, not a lord.
Is it C, elephants, D, swans?
So is this true? Did the audience intentionally give the wrong answer on Russian Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, so they had to remove the Ask the Audience lifeline? Oh, real or no real?
You know, you're allowed to call it Who Wants to Be a Millionaire now. Yeah. And I think it's, I think that's real.
Yeah, I think this is real.
That one is real.
Yep. On the Russia version, they did scrap Ask the Audience, as the audience would continually troll the contestant by giving the wrong answer. At the end of that round of real or no real?
Well, we answered exactly the same as it goes, so it's a draw. It's 30 each.
Good.
Both win.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm away tomorrow and next week, and you've got Matt Edmondson. Why not use this week, though, to catch up on loads of our good bits, including all the best innuendo bingos? You'll find them on the Radio 1 iPlayer channel. And if you haven't watched the Seth Rogen and Chloe Moretz Playground Insults game yet, have a look. It's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. I am back a week Monday. Scott.